So let's review Pesach Medav Zayin. In the previous staff, we mentioned that once Chametz becomes Asar on Erev Pesach, we lose the ability to be Mevatel because it no longer belongs to us. This is supported by Rav's statement that Kol HaMakadish Mishesh HaOsa L'mala Afilu B'chiti Kordin Yasa Ein Choshen L'Kiddushin. If somebody tries to be Mekadish woman, even with Chametz Rabbanon, after the Zman Nisra on Erev Pesach, the Kiddushin is totally invalid because the Chametz simply doesn't belong to him. The Gemara challenges this rule from a Braisa that mentions that somebody who was Yoshev B'Beis HaMed sitting in the base medrash on Yom Tov when he remembers that he has chametz in his house, should be mevatel b'libo. He should do bittul chametz. Gemara explains that hacha b'talmid yoshev lefnei rabo askinan. The Braisa specifically says that the person is in the base medrash to emphasize that he is sitting in front of his rebbe, so he can't just leave. And he remembers that he has a rising dough in his house. Since it isn't chametz yet, he can still be mevatel. But had it been chametz, then einochinami, he wouldn't be allowed to be mevatel it. Amar Rabbi Barav Huna Marav, Hapas Sheifsha, Kivin Sheribsa Matzah Muteres. At first, we assume that Rav teaches that a moldy, unidentifiable dough can be assumed to be matzah and not chametz if the box that we find it in usually has matzah in it. The Gemara rejects that understanding, though, because if we can't identify it, we wouldn't allow the usual usage of the box to determine what to do. We would follow the basra, the last thing the box was used for, just like we do when trying to figure out whether an unidentified animal was brought with chul in Ramayis. Money. Instead, the Gemara explains that Kivin Sherabsa Matzah means that if most of Pesach is over already, so even Matzah would have had time to become moldy, even if it looks moldier than it should be, we can assume that it was Matzah which became moldy at an accelerated rate due to fresh hot Matzah being put on top of it. Parenthetically, the Gemara questions, Umiyaz Linan Basra Basra, do we always necessarily look at what came last in order to identify something? After all, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudha teaches in a Braisa that unidentified money found in a box where both Maiser and chulin money is kept is assumed to belong to whichever is the majority usage of the box, and not whichever came last. So the Gemara gives three answers. First of all, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Ein Yodei Zemen B'Sof. The case of the Braisa is when we don't remember whether the last money in the box was chulin money or meiser money. Second, Rav Zvid Amar Kigon Shnisham Shubat Ziborin Ziborin. They would use the box for both chulin and meiser money in separate piles simultaneously. Third, Rav Papa Amar Kigon Dishtakach Beguma. The money seems to have been stuck in a crevice of the box. So could have been there for a very long time, and we just didn't notice it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Bodik Tzarech Sheyivarech. Before doing Bedikas Chametz, we do say a bracha. While everybody agrees that Liv Va'er would be an appropriate text, because it definitely implies a future action, Rav Papi and Rav Papa disagree whether Al Biur is also an appropriate text. Rav Papi does not think it is an appropriate text, because Al is L'Sha'avar Mashma. It implies that we're speaking about something that was already done. The Gemara challenges Rav Papi from three separate brachos that are all with Al and seem to be about a mitzvah that will be done in the future. First, Ala Mila said before the Mila. Rav Papi would answer that saying Lamul is not an option in that case because it would imply that the Moel has the requirement to do the Mila, which is simply not true. When the father does the Mila, he actually would say Lamul and not Al HaMila. Second, Al HaShchita said before the Shchita. Here too, Rav Papi would answer that Lishchot is not an option because there's no imperative to doing Shchita. You just do it when you want to eat meat. If a person is shechting a korban that you have to bring, then he actually would say Lishchot. The third one is Al Netilas Lulav is said before shaking the Lulav. So Rav Papi would answer that Be'idina Da'agbe Nafakbe is actually said after getting the mitzvah, since the mitzvah of Lulav is done at the very moment that a person lifts the Dalad Minim. Ve'hilchasa Al Bir Chametz. The Gemara passes like Rav Papa that we say Al Bir Chametz. Tukuli Alma Miyame Yakara Be'ina Levruche Minalam. Where do we get the assumption that the bracha must be said before? For the Bedika and Beer. That seems to be the working assumption we have. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel answers, Kol HaMitzvos Mevarech Aleihen Avol HaSiyasan. All brachos and all mitzvos are said immediately prior to doing the mitzvah. First, the Gemara quotes three sources that the word over actually means before, and then the Gemara says that the exception to the rule of saying a bracha before the mitzvah is tevila, where the bracha can't be said before immersing, since akati gaver lochazi, a tami person can't make a bracha. Minani mili, we said la'ora ner, so minani mili. Taf concludes asking, how do we know that a candle should be used for bedikas chametz? Gemara answers with a series of psukim that ultimately link the pasuk of Shivas Yam Sorle Matsivatechem, the Yisra of Chametz, to the pasuk of Ner. Yitzer Hashem Nishmas Adam, indicating that the search for chametz should be with a candle. We cannot rely solely on the pasuk of Achapes is Yerushalayim Beneros to teach us to use a candle, since that pasuk may have been an indication of Hashem being extra lenient with us by not searching Yerushalayim with a torch, but it would not necessarily mean that we can also be lenient in how we search for chametz.